And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. The Norwalk softball team defeated Pella tonight 4-0 to advance back to the state tournament. We're here now with three of the Warrior players who are...
I'm Lauren Black, and I'm a senior.
Nia Holbert, and I'm a junior.
Carly Brewer, and I'm a junior.
Guys, congratulations, first of all. Just what's the feeling to make it back to state? For some of you, this is the third time. And Carly, your first time joining this group. Next week, Fort Dodge.
It's pretty exciting. It's the first time in school history we've made it 3 years in a row, so.
It's a super good feeling. I'm super excited.
I'm excited to witness the atmosphere of the state tournament.
First inning tonight, came down to the first inning. Nia, you started off with a hit, steal second. Carly, I think it was your fielder's choice that loaded the bases. So Lauren's up there, bases loaded. First of all, take me through that at bat. You get ahead in the count, 3-1, and you deliver a grand slam over the left field fence. Just take me through it all.
I was kind of being very selective with my pitching. I watched all my at-bats against Pella last night with my dad, and they didn't really throw me anything, so I was kind of just being selective. And I got two outside pitches that they called strikes, so I kind of just scooted up to the plate, and I was kind of waiting for like an off-speed pitch because that's what she has thrown me multiple times, and she threw me a changeup that was inside on me, and I kind of just swung kind of hard at it, I guess.
Obviously, I think everybody knew it was gone when you hit it. Did you?
I didn't. I came in the dugout and everybody was like, did you think that was gone? I was like, I thought I'd just hit like the fence maybe. I didn't think I had enough power behind it.
Well, Nia and Carly, you guys were on base when she hit it. What was your perspective of it?
I had a pinch runner.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. So what was your perspective from the dugout on it?
It was very exciting to be able to see it go over the fence. Like when she swung, everyone in the dugout knew it was gone. So.
And Nia, you were on third base, so it went right over your head.
Oh, yeah, I knew it was gone.
And then let's talk about Carly, your pitching tonight. Looked like you were throwing harder than Saturday. I don't know if that's the case or not, but you got off to a great start. A no-hitter combined with Olivia tonight. You threw six of the innings. What was working for you tonight?
Yeah, I think my speed was definitely higher tonight than it was on Saturday. I think that helped me. And I think I just had a lot of confidence going into the game.
What did you see behind the plate, Lauren, tonight from Carly?
We had a pretty good warm-up, and we always have like a little chat before, and she looked very confident, and she threw really, really well, and her confidence takes over a lot of the time, and when she's confident, she throws a gem, so she threw pretty well.
Lauren, I got to ask you about your milestone Saturday. I believe that was, lifetime home run number 100.
Yeah.
That had been something you'd been looking for a while. Yeah. Was it kind of a relief to get that and get that out of the way?
Yeah, I was pretty excited. My mom came to me after the game and gave me a hug, and she was bawling. We've talked about it for a long time, and I didn't ever think it was going to happen in high school, especially since it's kind of the end of the season, but it was pretty awesome.
Now, does that include, you know, Little League, travel ball, all that?
It includes, I hit my first one in 11U. When it was travel ball, mostly travel ball, and then I've hit 46 in high school.
So you're playing Pella for the fourth time. You'd handled them really well the first three times. Did you expect it would be a lot tougher game tonight?
I thought it would be a lot tougher game because we have them down and they have us down, and they are coming off, I think, a six-game winning streak or something like that, and we are not. We are coming off of, I think, a four-game winning streak or something like that. So we knew it would be tough, but everybody has each other's backs, and we knew we'd get it done.
I knew we were both going to come with energy. They came with energy, and so did we. And I think we came with a little bit more energy than them, which just got us up the whole game.
I know that we have run-ruled them in the past, but I know that we had to think of them as the team who beat teams that we've lost to kind of have that thought in the back of our head that we still have to come bring our A game.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk softball players Lauren Black, Nia Holbert, and Carly Brewer after their regional final win tonight. So you guys have been ranked so high all season long, and obviously the goal is to get back to state and win state. Have you felt much pressure along the way, or have you stayed pretty relaxed and focused?
We opened up the season playing, I think, four or five of the top teams in the state, and we did really good there, and I think we kind of settled down for a little bit, and then we got our energy back up and found our groove, so I think we're doing good. We're fine.
I think we've been super successful throughout the whole season. But it's also put kind of a target on our back. So when teams kind of play us, they want to beat us. So that like kind of challenges us to play our best.
Yeah, I think we had in the middle a time where we kind of flattened out, but we had a talk and kind of a heart-to-heart, and we're back up now.
Now you're headed to Fort Dodge, and you got 6 days until your next game, possibly against North Scott. Haven't heard that officially yet. Lauren seems to say that would be the case. Yep. So that's a team that right got you last year in the state semifinals. What does it mean to you to get another shot at them and take them out in the first round?
Last year was the first time we've seen them, and so I know Bo will have a lot of notes and scouting of them, and we can take down anybody if we put our hearts to it. And we'll be working really hard on the next 6 days, and we've worked really hard since Saturday. We put a lot of work in, and even the hot day, I think it was 110 or something like that, and we were out here at the hottest part of the day working, and we'll get it. We're good.
Just to show up with confidence and us as players and just bring more energy.
I think if we play our best game, we should be okay.
And the goal overall is obviously to play 3 games up there and bring home the trophy. What's it going to take for you guys to get that done?
Our energy and confidence behind everybody. If you got to have everybody's got to have each other's backs, and our energy has to be high and your confidence has to be high.
Definitely energy. Even if we get down, we just need to keep our energy up. I think that's what keeps us going.
Yeah, I agree. I think when our energy's up, we're hard to beat.
All right. Well, that's been Norwalk softball players Lauren Black, Nia Holbert, Carly Brewer. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you at the state tournament.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.